Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we've been calling Alive. We've been working our way through the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. And we were looking at verses 15 through 23 this Sunday. And I want to read to you the first few verses here. Paul says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray," Paul says, "that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." Something you see Paul say a number of times here, and you see him say it a number, many, many times throughout the letters that he writes, is that he's praying for these churches. He is praying for these believers. He is praying, asking God, "God, will you help them to know you better? Will you help them, give them, enlighten," he says, "the eyes of their heart, that they may know the hope that they have as believers, that the inheritance they have as believers, the immeasurably great power, the same power." Paul goes on to say that the same power that God used when he raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that he has used in our lives, that he has pointed that power toward us as believers. It's really nothing short of incredible. But Paul says multiple times again that he prays, and it raised in me a great question. What does my prayer life look like? I want to ask you that this morning. What does your prayer life look like? Do you pray the way in which Paul talks about prayer? I know for me, I do pray, but there are times when I read these things that I am convicted, because I know, man, I would say that I believe in the power of prayer, but I'm not sure I'm praying like I really believe in the power of prayer. One of the questions I asked our folks on Sunday is, man, are we praying that God would save the lost and grow the found? Do we intercede for others in our prayers, asking that God would save those who don't yet believe and that he would grow those who do believe in their knowledge of him? When you pray, if you pray, and I hope that you are, but when you pray, what is the content of your prayer life? Is it basically a laundry list of things for God to do, right? Here's my wish list. Please do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. And there's certainly nothing wrong with asking God to do things in your personal, in your own life. I would say let's pay attention to what the nature of those prayers are. Is it mostly material, physical things, circumstantial things, make my circumstances better, make life more easy? Or are you praying for growth, for spiritual growth? Are you praying for maturity in Christ? Are you praying for the peace that God gives, that you would trust him more? But then also, are you praying for others? Are you interceding on behalf of others to say, "Lord, I know that prayer ultimately is for me to know you better, to draw closer to you, and it's also the means through which God works in his people." Paul is praying that God would do something specific in the Ephesians. And I know that kind of maybe raises the question, well, gosh, why is that, right? God does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. But one of the means he has ordained for his activity and his power to flow is through prayer. And so Paul is asking God, will you enlighten their eyes? Will you give these Ephesian believers? And I think that's the same prayer he would have for us, right? Will you give them knowledge of you? Will you help them to know who they are in Christ? And that's something we should be praying for one another as well. As we seek to love one another and encourage one another, James says this, right? Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you might be healed. Are we praying to the Lord? Are we seeking him in prayer? And are we lifting one another up in prayer, praying and interceding for others? I want to pray for you, and then I want to give you a moment to pray not only for yourself, but maybe for others in your life as well. For those in your life who don't know and love Christ, pray that God would save them. And for those who do, that God would grow them. Let's take a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, I do pray for everyone who's listening this morning that you would do in them what Paul is asking here. First, Lord, if they don't know you, if anyone's listening right now who doesn't have a relationship with you, I pray that you would reveal yourself to them in the way that they need to hear, in the way that they need to see, that they might put their faith in you. And God, for all who are listening right now, who know you and who love you, I pray, God, that you would enlighten their hearts, the eyes of their heart, that they might come to know you better, that they would know the hope of their calling. They would be able to look back and see that you chose them before the foundation of the world, and that would give them such hope that, Father, they would know the inheritance they have as your children. Lord, that what Paul talked about in verse 14, that you've given us your Holy Spirit as a deposit, and it's guaranteeing that inheritance. One day, we will be with you forever, eternal life with Christ. And Father, that anyone listening would know that the same power that you used, that you exerted when you raised Jesus from the dead, that is the same power you have directed toward us. And we are not powerless in our fight against sin. Lord, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And God, I pray that you would drive those truths home into our hearts and our souls right now. And God, I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment and pray for yourself and for others.